This meeting is being recorded.
Very nice. Norma has just joined us. So all is well.
Good afternoon. The Lord bless you.
Good afternoon, Norma.
All right. We will pray, then we'll get started. Lord, we just pray that you'll open our understanding now as we look at these passages, and we pray that you will teach us what we need to know. We thank you for each one who is here, and for those who might join us, we pray that each of us will learn from you what we need to know today.
And
we ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, the book of Jude. The question is, what is it all about? And the fact is that the book of Jude tells us about some of the problems that will exist at the end of the Christian time. And there will be many Christians who, who talk about the Christian life, but don't really live the Christian life.
有很多的基督徒呢，他们说他们是过着一个基督徒的人生， 但是他们却没有活出一个基督徒的人生。
So, the book really describes these people in words that will help us understand what they are like and advise us to not compromise with them.
这本书呢，其实呢，描述了这些人，像这样一类的人，他们是什么样子的，他们会怎么说话，就是也让我们不要与这一类的人有邪。
And so there are many verses that we considered last week that describe them, and some more. We're going to start reading in verse 14. And it will describe these people as well. He says that Enoch, verse 14, who's the seventh from Adam, he prophesied about these men. He said, see, the Lord is coming with thousands and thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts which they have done in an ungodly way and all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
第四节说呢，以诺亚当的第七代曾预言这些人说，看哪，主带着他的千万圣徒到来，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说引证他刚必化。Now
these are Christians, they would say. They will be in churches. They will be teaching and working with people who say they're Christians, but they are ungodly. That's verse 15.
这些人呢，实际上呢，他们说呢， 他们是基督徒，他们在教会里，他们也在教会里做一些教导，这也和那些不敬虔的人在一起。这一十五节经文告诉他们呢，告诉我们说他们是不敬虔的人。
Surely the teaching and the work of the church is to be all about God.
当然呢，所有教会里的教导呢，都是应该教导关于神的。
But these people are ungodly. They're not focused on God. They're focused on themselves.
这些人呢，他们确实不敬虔的，因为他们的焦点不是放在神上面，他们的焦点是在他们自己身上。
So, verse 15, then slowly to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly people.They are, in general, they're just not godly people.
这里呢，第十五节说呢，要在众人身上写审判，正是那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事。所以总的来讲，这些人呢，这一类人是不敬虔的人。
But they have ungodly acts.That means that what they do is natural. It is not the kind of thing that God would do. Their acts are not godly.
因为他们做几事呢也是不敬虔的。这里讲到的呢就是说他们所行的一些事情呢是神不会去做的。
And it isn't just that they have ungodly acts, but they're doing it in an ungodly way.
他们不仅仅说呢，他们是有那种不敬虔的行为，但是他们同样以一种不敬虔的方式去做。
And they have harsh words, which are characteristic of ungodly sinners.
这里面也讲到了呢，他们有又正是不敬虔之罪而所说顶撞他的刚愎话。
So they're not doing.God's work, God's way. They're not even talking much about God. They may meet in a church. They may call themselves a church, but they are not focused on God.
因为他们呢，就是属于不敬虔的人。他们呢，甚至呢，就是说，他们都很少谈到神。他们尽管呢，他们自己也聚会呢，但是他们说是呢。他们就会他们自己称自己为教会，但是他们不是，他们只是一群不敬虔的人，他们只是讲关于他们自己。
All right, so many years ago, a man came to 16th with his family.
很多年前的一个人呢，和他的家人一起来到十六节教会。
I said to him, "Why did you come to this church?"
我说，为什么要来这个教会呢？
He said, because I used to go to another church, but my children didn't learn about the Bible. They learned basket weaving.
他说我的孩子们呢，我们通常去另外一家教会。那些教会呢，我的孩子呢，在他们教会里不学圣经，他们只是在学编篮子。
So basket weaving is not what the church is all about.It's nice to know how to weave baskets, but that's an ungodly or a not godly activity.
因为那个编篮子呢，并不是教会所要做的事情的全部，所以呢，编篮子是一件好事。如果你学会了怎么编篮子，但是这个呢，在教会里主要的方面呢，不是你学会怎么样去编篮子，这是一种。你要用一种敬虔的行为在教会。
I drove by another church building a few days ago, a few weeks ago, and they had a big sign outside that says, we will teach you how to bless your pets. We'll have a bless the pets service.
因为在我几个星期或者几天前，我就开车通过一个教会，经过一个教会，教会上面挂着一个的条幅，上面写着呢，我们要教你们怎样去 祝福你的宠物，他说我们有一个祝福宠物的这样的一个活动。
Well, that's very nice. It's nice to have a cat, nice to have a budgie, but that's not godly. That has nothing to do with God.
因为这个呢是很好的，如果你有只猫啊，你有只什么狗啊什么之类的，这个是一件好事，但是这在做行神的事情的时候，不是神的时候，这不是一个敬虔的行为。
Now these verses say that God is going to come. What is the phrase? The Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of the ungodly acts that they've done in an ungodly way.
所以这里经文讲的时候呢，主呢主要带着他的千万圣徒来，那要在众人身上行审判，这是那一切不敬虔的所妄行一切不敬虔的事。
God expects us to be focused on God, not on other things.
神呢就是希望我们呢把我们的焦点集中在神身上，而不是在其他的事情上。
Governments.Often say, we're going to take over the churches and the churches can serve the government.
那个政府呢通常说呢我们要接管教会，那这样呢教会就会服侍政府。
God says, no, the governments are to serve me as well as everything else. Our responsibility is to Jesus, not to governments, not even to the poor, not to ourselves. Our focus is on Jesus.
你是这样的，神说不，我们神希望我们的教会呢，就是把精力都注意力都放在主耶稣基督身上，也不是说放在穷人身上，也不是放在我们自己身上，我们教会的唯一的焦点目的就是放在主耶稣基督身上。
And some people may say, well, the problem with you is that you're always talking about Jesus.
所以有些人对我们说呢，你们教会的问题就是你们一直在讲主耶稣基督。
And the answer is, of course we are.
这答案是我们当然要讲主耶稣。
All right, and then verse 16 says, These men are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires, they boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage.
这就说这些人是私下议论，常发怨言的，随从自己的情欲而行。口中说夸大的话，为得便宜献媚人。
Now, none of these things are godly. These men are grumblers and fault finders.
这里没有一件事情是敬虔的，这些人他只是私下议论，常发怨言。
Many people are complaining and complaining often.About other people or about God.
因为很多人呢，他们一直抱怨，一直抱怨，经常抱怨，抱怨其他的人，甚至抱怨神。
Don't be a complainer. Don't grumble.
不要做一个抱怨的人，不要发怨言。
Our job is not always to be finding fault about ourselves. It is to find beauties and glories in Jesus.
我们的工作呢，不是说找出我们自己身上的错误，我们是要找出主耶稣基督的荣美。
So, many sermons that you will hear, many churches.Many of the objectives of many churches is often man-oriented or people-oriented, but not God-oriented.
很多的那个讲道你听到的，或者说很多的其他的教会呢，他们主要是就说把焦点放在人身上，放在他自己身上，有人和他们自己的教会身上，而不是把那个定向定在神身上。
Our responsibility is to make much of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't really need to make very much of ourselves.
因为我们的职责呢，就是要我们更多的去讲到主耶稣，而不是我们自己。
But there are people who say, I would kind of like to be involved in the church because I could get things out of it.
有些人呢，他们说呢，我要多多的参与教会的活动，这样呢，我可以从教会里获取一些东西。
One man said, I would like to be a church pastor because if I were a church pastor and I had 10 families and each of those 10 families were tithing, giving 10% to the church to me, then I could live just as well as they could. So I'll get lots of money. I could be in the church and I'll get money for myself.
也有一个人说呢，他要想成为一个牧师。他说，如果我成为一个牧师呢，我就找10个家庭呢，他们如果每次呢奉献呢，每个月把他1/10奉献出来，那么说呢，我就会得到很多的钱，我就会跟他们的生活方式一样，因为这样的话呢，我就会得到很多钱。
So what do they do? Verse 16. These men.Number one, they grumble, and they say, this is all wrong.
这些人呢，就是在16节讲的，他们第一个呢，他们就发怨言，他们说所有的东西都不对。
Number two, they find fault with other people, say, he's wrong.
然后呢，他们就私下议论其他的人，他们说这个不对，那个不对。
Number three, they follow their own evil desires, and very frequently, that is money.
那这个第三个就是从自己的情欲而行，这个非通常呢就是关于金钱。
Number four, they boast about themselves, and they say, I'm pretty good.
第四个呢，他们口中说夸大的话，他们说自己呢，哎，我很棒，我很好。
And number five, they flatter other people in order that those other people will benefit them somehow.
第五个呢，他们就谄媚其他的人。被谄媚的人呢，就是说呢，他可以从那个人那里得到好处。
When I was working in a large corporation, there were some people in the corporation who used to always flatter the boss.
因为我在曾经为一个大的公司工作，我当我在这个公司工作的时候呢，很多人呢他们会谄媚老板。
And I think they flattered the boss because if they did that, they might get a promotion, they might even get a raise. So they said, we'll just flatter the boss, tell him how good he is, and then he'll give me more money.
因为这个呢，他们因为他们谄媚老板的原因呢，就是说呢，有可能呢，就是说他们谄媚了老板以后，老板高兴的就可以给他加工资，也可以甚至呢可以给他升职。所以他说呢，我们就去说那个老板的好话，说哎你挺好，谄媚他，他就可以自己拿到很多钱。
So these are the kinds of people, they're the kinds of people that are in the world, but they're the kinds of people who come into the church and they start operating within the church itself rather than just on the outside.
这些人呢，他们实际上呢，他们是世界的人，他们在世界里面这么做，但是他们呢，也来到教会，加入教会，进到教会里面。对吧？把他们同样的方式也在教会里操作，这样呢，就是跟他对他自己有利。
And in so doing, they erode and they corrode the church from the inside.
这样呢，他们就是从里面来去慢慢的腐蚀毁坏教会。
Now, our responsibility.Is to understand that this is the kind of thing that goes on in the church. Not all church members are as they should be.
因为我们的职责呢，就是说这些事情呢，都是会发生在教会里，并不是说教会里的每一个成员都是去 做他们该做的事。
So, if you go back now to verse, 3, it says, Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
第三节说，亲爱的弟兄们，我想尽力尽心写信给你们，那我们同得救恩的时候就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒真道竭力的争辩。
And then from verse 4 all the way down through verse 16, all of those verses are about evil people. Verse 4, certain men whose condemnation was written about, they've slipped in secretly, slipped in among you.
这里呢，就是说呢，从第四节一直到第十六节讲到的呢，所有的都是关于这一类的人和他们的一些行为。就像第四节说，因为有人偷着进来，其实自古被定受刑罚的是不敬虔的。
And all those verses, we've got a description of these people who are in the church doing things they should not be doing for reasons that God would not honor.
这个呢，就是然后从下面的一步一步的描述了这一类的人呢，他们在教会里所做的一些事情呢，是他们不应该去那样去做的，因为他们这样去做并不是把荣誉给神的。
So the question is everyone in the church building, everyone on the church register, if there is one, is everyone in the church a godly person?
我们的问题是每一个人在教会的那教堂的那个建筑物里面的那些人，或者是说在教堂里登记过的那些成员，如果他们有登记的话，是所有这些人都是敬虔的人吗？
And the answer is no, not necessarily so at all.
答案是不，并不是说都是这样的。
Remember, there were many disciples, 11 of them were good men. One of them was Judas. He was in the congregation. He was among the disciples, but he was one of these bad men that Judas has written about.
这个里面呢，大家都记得，在12个门徒里面，他实际上在那个贵众里面，他是在那些主耶稣基督的门徒里面，在教会里面。他那个犹大，卖主的那个犹大，他实际上就是在这犹大书里所描述的那样的人的一个。
Our responsibility is to know that that's going to happen, and so we can take action to prevent it from disqualifying us.
这个呢，我们的职责呢，就是我们在教会里发现这样一个这些人，然后区别他们，这样呢，让他没有资格在我们里面。
The same thing was true in the churches in Revelation, the seven churches of Asia that we'll be reading about in the next few weeks.
同样的事情发生在启示录里，启示录里讲到的那七个教会，就是七个教会里发生的事情，在下面几个星期里我们会学到的。
In many instances, there were good people, but some people who were in that congregation who the Lord was very displeased with.
实际上呢，在这些教会里，实际上有很多的好人，但是他也有一些人是主耶稣基督主不喜欢的一些人。
The Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 13 tells the story of the tree, I'm not sure what kind of a tree it is now, but they had a tree, and in the branches of the tree were birds, and the birds were representative of the evil one. They weren't godly people at all.
这个呢里面其实就是说呢，主耶稣基督在马太福音里描述过有这样一些树，这个树呢上面有枝子，枝子上面有些鸟，那些鸟就是代表那些邪恶的人，他们是完全不敬虔的人。
In the land of Israel, there were not only Israelites, but there were Philistines.
在那个以色列的那个土地上呢，不光只是有以色列人，他们也有腓力士人。
And so, the teaching of Jude is, it's going to be the same in the church. And if in your congregation, you will find people who love God, but some will be like this. They'll be evil people. They will be there not for Jesus. They'll be there for themselves. And they will be characterized by all the things we've read about from verse 4 down through verse 16.
在那个犹大书里呢，他就告诉我们，在教会里实际上有很多人，他们是爱主耶稣基督的，但是有一部分人呢，他们是不爱主耶稣基督的，他们甚至都是不敬虔的人。他们在教会里呢，就是只是为了他们自己而加入的教会，但是他们在教会里呢，他们的行为就像是我们在刚才四节一直到十六节里所描述的那样的特征。
So we are mostly 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel people here today. Two things for us to remember. Number one, we don't want to be like these people. And number two, we've got to believe there may be some people at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel who are like these people.
我们今天呢参加这个学习大部分是从十六届福音教会来的，所以我们要确定我们自己不要像这里描述的那些人那样。同样呢，我们也要就说有可能在我们十六届教会里有些人就是这个四节到十六节所描述的这样的人。
All right, now back to verse 3.
回到第三节。
It says, Dear friends, although I was very eager to write unto you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
但是说蒙爱的人呢，我想尽心写信给你们，那我们同得救恩的时候就不得不写信劝你们。要为从前一次交付众圣徒的信心竭力的争辩。
So Jude is writing to them, and he said, Listen, I've got to tell you that you're going to have to fight, you're going to have to stand against what is wrong, and so first of all, I'm going to tell you all that could be wrong.
那犹大呢写信给这些人呢教会的人就说呢，我把这些信写给你们，就是说首先呢你们必须去战斗，你们必须为所有的就是说那错误的事情去跟他斗争，然后呢我要把这些所有的这些错误的事情都写下来告诉你们。
And then when you get to verse 17, he tells you what you're supposed to do about it. How?You are to contend for the faith.
这个呢就是到第十七节呢，他就说你当发现这些人的时候呢，你会怎么去做，你怎样去保守你的信心。
All of these problems, all of these people are out there. What should you and I do?
所有的人呢都在那，所有这些描述的这些人在那，那你我应该怎么做呢？
So verse 17, what should we do? Number one, but dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires.
这里第十七节、第十八节告诉我们应该怎么做。对啊，第十七节说，亲爱的弟兄们，你们要记住我们主耶稣基督。知使徒从前所说的话， 他们曾对你们说过，末世有癖好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
So the first thing is, we've got to remember that much that goes on in the name of Christendom. In churches, much that goes on is not from God. It's ungodly.
因为我们必须记住，就是很多的事情呢，在这个教会里发生的，他们是不敬虔的。
Verse 19, these are the men who divide you. They will come in and they will take an assembly like 16 and they will divide it.
就是呢，就是人呢，是那些分别引人结党，就是把你们制造分裂的人。就像这些人在，他想分裂，就像我们十六届福音教会这样的教会把它分裂开了。
They follow mere natural instincts. Not godly instincts, they follow natural instincts. They do not have the spirit.
因为他们是跟随他们自己情欲的，他们是没有圣灵的人。
So they will be around you, they will be in other churches, they may even be in your own church.
他们会在你的周围，他们也可能是在其他的教会里。他有可能也是在你自己的那个教会里。
All right. Verse 20 then. First thing we've got to do is remember. Now in verse 20, there's other things we've got to do. But you, dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith.
这里呢，就是说呢，现在呢，告诉前面告诉我们其他的事情要做，这里告诉我们还有事情我们要做。第二就是说，亲爱的弟兄，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
All right, how could you build yourself up in your holy faith?
所以你怎么在自己的信心上建造自己呢
？So what are you going to do? How could you do it?
你怎么做呢？你怎么能做到呢？
Well, the first thing you could do is you could read your Bible and pray every day, couldn't you?
首先呢，你要做的事情呢，就是读你的圣经，然后每天祷告。你做得到吗？
If you want to be strong, you eat good food, you get some rest, you keep yourself healthy, you build yourself up.You eat and eat and eat.
因为如果你想要强壮的话呢，你就吃点好东西，让自己休息好，然后你不断的建造自己，让你不断的去吃，不断的去休息。
I once met a man who I think just before I met him was the world's heavyweight weightlifter. He could lift more than anybody else in the world.
我呢也从前碰见一个人呢，是世界上最重量级的那个举重运动员，他世界上能够举起来最重的那样的举重运动员。
I was kind of impressed. I'm not sure. I think I met him at a bus stop. I might even have given him a ride in my car. I can't remember all the details. It was a long time ago.
因为我不是很确定的，因为我可能是在一个公交车站碰到他的，也许是我给他载了一程在我车里，因为我现在记不清所有的细节了，因为这是很久以前的事儿。
But shortly after I met him, I read in a paper, what he used to eat.
然后呢，当然了，我看见他的时候呢，我读了也看到了一张纸上他应该吃什么。
And I can't remember precisely, but I think it was something like this. I think he ate 8 or 10 eggs and 8 or 10 bananas every day for breakfast.
为什么呢？细节我记不住了。但是我认为他每天早餐呢，他吃8到10个鸡蛋。8到10颗香蕉。
How did he get to be so strong? Answer, he ate lots of good food.
怎么可以变得如此的强壮呢？答案是他吃了很多好的食物。
How do you get to build yourself up in your holy faith?
你怎么把你自己在你神圣的信心里建造呢？
Well, you read your Bible often.
如果经常读圣经的话。
And I remember the story of John Sung, who was a great man of God in China many years ago.
因为我读了一个故事呢，就是说这个人叫江颂，他是一个很伟大的属神的人，他是一个中国人。
He was an intelligent man, and he used to read his entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He would read it at least once a week, everything, at least once a week.
他是一个极度聪明的人，他通常呢就是说把圣经从创世纪一直读到启示录，把圣经所有的里面的都读一遍，至少一个星期读一次。
Okay, do you want to be strong for God? Build yourself up. You've got to read the Bible. You've got to listen to the teaching of the men of God. You've got to feed yourself, feed yourself, feed yourself in order to build yourself up.
你要变得在主里强壮吗？这几个人强壮基督徒吗？那你一定要听那些经常读圣经，一直读一直读，这样喂养自己。要听那些属神的人讲的道，这样呢，你每天就喂养自己，喂养自己，你就会变得强壮。
And then you've got to pray. That's the second one. You build yourself up in your most holy faith, and you pray in the Holy Spirit.
第二个呢，就是讲到这后面讲的，你就要祷告，就是你们就要在至圣的信心上建造自己，在圣灵里祷告。
Now, most of us have two problems. Number one, we don't read the Bible enough. Number two, we don't pray enough.
对呢，我们的中间大多数人都有这样的问题。首先呢，我们没有足够的读圣经读到足够。首先，第二个呢，我们也没有足够的祷告。
And number four, I guess it is in the list I'm making, keep yourselves in God's love.
第四个我在这里我自己给列了个表，第二十一节说要保守自己常在神的爱中。
All right. So how do you keep yourself in God's love?
你怎么保守自己在神的爱中呢？
And the answer very simply is you obey him.
答案呢是非常简单的，你呢顺服他。
That's the great teaching of John chapter 15.
这是那个约翰福音十五章里面的教导。
Chapter 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But if anyone does not remain, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. So, I've got four things in my list now. Number one, you remember. Number two, you read and pray. You build yourself up. Number three, you pray. Number four, you keep yourself in God's love. These are our responsibilities to stand against the enemy that is going to be coming at us from within, from around. It's going to say, you don't have to do all that. You can live an ungodly life.
这里呢，讲在刚约翰福音十五章五节六节讲到了，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。这些人若不常在我里面，就像枝子掉在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。我现在呢列了四项，第一项呢就是说呢，你要记住。第二项呢，你要在至圣的信心上建造自己。 第三项就是你要祷告，第四项就是在神的爱中。所以你要把这所有的气住了以后呢，你就要把那些不敬虔的人，在你周围的人呢，你就把他们区分开来，你就不像他们一样，你就不会过一个不敬虔的基督徒人生。
And number 21, verse 21 again says, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
第二句就说呢，你们保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们的主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
So, what you do then is you not only obey, but you wait for the goodness of the Lord.
但这个呢，不仅仅说你要顺服，第二个呢，就是你要等候主的美善。
Now many people will say, we don't have to go God's way, we can do it our way.
很多人说呢，我们不一定要走神的路，我们可以走自己的路。
But you'll never get the blessing of God unless you do it His way and wait in order to get His mercy and His blessing.
因为如果你不按照神的方式去做的话，你永远得不到神的祝福。所以呢，我们要仰望等候我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。
All right, so here is the very practical conclusion of all this.
这里呢，就是一个很有时间性的对这上面所讲的一个总结。
In the Christian world today, there are many churches and there are many people in churches who are not godly. They are described by these verses. Even though they are in the physical church, they will be friendly with the people in the church.
这里呢，就是说在当今的世界里呢，当现在呢，很多人呢，他们在教会里，他们是不敬虔的，尽管这些人的教会里对其他的人都很友好，他们假装是基督徒，但是他们却是不敬虔的人。
And verse 3, our job is to contend against that, to earnestly contend against that. We have got to be strong in ourselves or we will fall into that same condemnation.
这个呢是就在第三节里讲的，我们要竭力的去为这些事情争道争辩，需要对抗这些人。首先呢，我们自己要变得强壮，变得强壮了以后呢，我们才可以跟这些人争斗，而不至于堕落。
Okay, so five things we have to do. Number one, we have to remember.
有五件事情我们要做。第一个呢，我们必须记住。
That's verse 17. Remember, we're in a battle.
这就是第十七节讲的，要记住我们是在一个战争中。
Number two, we've got to build ourselves up by reading the Word of God and listening to His teaching.
第二个呢，我们要建造我们自己，建造我们自己，通过呢读神的话，听他的教导。
Number three, verse 20, we've got to keep on praying. I said it this morning, I say it again, come to prayer meeting.
第四个呢，我们要坚持祷告，就像今天早上我跟大家讲过的，我再讲一遍，大家都来参加星期二晚上的祷告会。
Number four, verse 21, we've got to keep ourselves in the love of God, and that's by obedience.
第四个呢，我们要把自己常常保守自己在神的爱中，这个呢是通过顺服而实现的。
And number five, we've got to be patient enough that, as Hebrews would say, having done the will of God, we might inherit the promises.
第五个呢，我们要有耐心，要等候。所以呢，这个呢，如果我们就是按照神的旨意去做，这样呢，我们就可以得到神的继承基业。
So those are the things that we do ourselves because of the potential of falling into the compromise of the world and the evil people all around us.
这个呢，就是我们确保我们要自己做的，以确保在那种潜在的可能性，我们不会和这个世界上和这些邪恶的人去妥协，而且在那里跌倒。
Was this a problem in the days of the apostles? And the answer is yes.
在那个使徒的那个时代，这些都是一个大的问题吗？答案是是。
Is that an even greater problem in our day?
所以呢，就是不是对我们来说，比他们那个时候的问题更大了？
And the answer is yes, because the book of Jude comes just before the book of Revelation. Revelation is things that are going to come soon. The book of Jude is problems that are right here now, just before the book of Revelation.
答案当时呢，当然是的。我们现在所面对问题比使徒时代大，因为这个犹大书它是刚刚在启示录之前，因为启示录直接告诉我们将来要发生的事情，所以呢，犹大书就是已经快到末尾了，就是犹大书以后就是启示录。
Okay, so these problems are out there. What do we do? We do those five things to protect ourselves.
因为这些所有的这些问题在这里，我们应该怎么做呢？我们做就是刚才讲到的那五件事来保护我们自己。
But what about them?
但是他们怎么办呢？
And so the question, the instruction comes in verse 22, be merciful to those who doubt, those who are like this, you be merciful to them.
第22节说呢，有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他。
And others you snatch from the fire and save them. To others you show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh.
有些人呢，你们要从火中抢出来，搭救他们；有些人你们要存惧怕的心，怜悯他们。连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶。
So you will meet many people who will call you Christians, and they will say, you know, I like you, but one of your problems is you take your Bible too seriously. You miss out on a lot of the fun of life. And they will criticize you for being godly. They'll say, you've got to get with it. You've got to do things their way.
因为很多人呢，他碰到你以后呢，他会批评你。他说呢，你知道你的问题是什么？你就是读圣经的时间太多了，你花了太多的时间读圣经。所以呢，你失去了大部分世界上的乐趣。所以呢，你应该少花点时间读圣经，你要跟他们在一起，跟他们一起去享受人生。
And so some of them you are merciful towards. That's verse 22.
对这些人呢，第二十二节说你要对他有怜悯。
And others, the phrase is you snatch them from the fire.Snatch others from the fire and save them, and to others you show mercy mixed with fear.
第二十三节，有些人呢，这些人你要从火中抢出来搭救他们，有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们。
So you don't spend a lot of time compromising with them.What you want to do is you want to get them out of that land, if you like, of compromise, of ease, of devotion to the things of the world rather than the things of God, snatch them out of it. Don't spend a lot of time with them. Be kind to them, but bring them out of it, lest they bring you into their compromise.
这样的人呢，就是实际上呢，你要去，不要去跟他们妥协。 你甚至说呢，你不要花太多的时间和他们在一起，你就是这样怜悯他们，你要把他们呢从火里救出来，然后呢，你不会花太多的时间去跟他去协调妥协，这样呢，如果说是以免你没有把他救出来，他把你拉进去了。I
keep using the word compromise.
我一直在用这种妥协这个词。
In much of Christian life today, compromise is the standard.
在很多基督徒的人生的大部分呢，这个妥协呢是一个标准。
And they say, we don't have to be really different from the world. We can be like the world. We can have our Christian faith, but we can be like the world too.
他就说呢，我们不一定呢非要跟这个世界有太大的区别，就是呢我们可以跟他妥协，我们同样呢去跟世界上的事情妥协，跟他们一样，我们同样同时呢也能保持我们的信心，我们作为基督徒，我们不用太认真。And
the answer is no, don't be like that. Don't compromise with them. You snatch them out of their own complacency. And get them, like you, living a life of rigorous service for the Lord.
这个呢，实际上呢，答案是你不能那样，你不能就是说去跟他们，那些世界的人妥协。你要是去这样把他们抢救出来，从他们自己那种状况下抢救出来，让他和你一样的，所以你要去，把你的真道的那个信心过一个你的那个坚持的基督徒信心的这样的人士。
And now the conclusion, and it's called in the NIV, the doxology.
这个呢，在结论呢，就实际上在 NIV 这里讲的就是颂歌。
And it's the last two verses, and they're wonderful verses of what the Lord intends to do for you and me.
这里呢就是一些非常美的经文，这些经文呢就是说呢，主将在你我身上做什么。It's
a hymn, if you like, a song of praise to the Lord, and it begins to Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before His glorious presence.
这里呢，实际上讲到的呢，就是是一首诗赞美诗，或者说你去赞美主，赞美主呢，就是让能保守你不失脚，叫你呢，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前，我们救主独一的神。What
kind of a person could you be?
你可以成为哪一类的人呢？
But you could be a strong Christian who stands against this, or you could collapse if you like, and you could be just like these other people whom God will have to judge.
因为你也有可能成为这一类非常强壮的人去抵抗、抵挡刚才描述的那些事，你也可能会毁坏，就是说像这样的人一样堕落。 最终呢，神要审判他们和把你和他们一起审判。Remember
the first illustration: the children of Israel all came out of Egypt. They all crossed the Red Sea, but they didn't all go into Canaan because instead of living the life that they should have lived, they all did the kinds of things that these people did in the Book of Jude.
这里讲到举的例子，就是当时的以色列人，所有的人都从埃及出来了，他们都穿过了旷野，都穿过了红海， 到了旷野，但是不是所有的人都到达了迦南地，因为他们是过着一种他们不应该去生活的那样的方式去生活，就像犹大书里描述的这一类人这样的方式，所以他们进不了迦南地。
So you and I say, well now, what kind of people are we going to be? What kind of person am I going to be?
你我就说呢，我们要成为上面哪一类的人呢？我要成为上面哪一类的人呢？
Oh, I say, I want to be like the kind of person that Jude says I should be, but I just don't know if I can.
因为我就说呢，我想要成为一个像犹大书里说的我应该成为的那样的人，但是我不确定我真的能做到吗？
And so, Jude says, verse 24, to him who is able to keep you from falling, Harold, and to present you before his glorious presence. That's marvelous. God is able to keep me. God is able to keep you. We don't have to fall like them.
这个呢就是第二四节讲的说那能保守你们不失脚的可以把自己名字加上保守你不失脚的叫你们无瑕无疵欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前所以呢神是他有这样的能力保守你保守我不失脚不跌倒。
And he is able to present us without fault with great joy before his presence.
一直呢他保守我们不失脚他能够然后欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前。
Now that's absolutely wonderful.
这是绝对奇妙的。
If I follow the counsel of Jude, the Lord says he will present me faultless before his presence. When I stand before him on judgment day, he will say, Harold, good for you, and he will not find fault. Marvelous.
因为这里是讲到的呢，就是说，你如果遵照犹大书你所行的去做，那么这个里面讲的神呢，他会保守你不跌倒，叫你无瑕疵，欢欢喜喜站在神的荣耀之前。他说 ，Harold， 你如果自己能够这样做的，将来你站在神的那个审判日的时候，站在神面前呢，神在你身上找不到错误。
So here I am, I get to heaven, and there's going to be a presentation day.
这里呢，就是我去了天堂，大家都有一个那个展示的日子。
And I will be presented to the Lord on the presentation day. I want to be presented without fault.
因为我会被在展示的日子呢，我不会展示在主面前。我想要在我被展示的时候呢，毫无瑕疵。
Verse 24 says, with great joy.
第二十四节说呢，欢欢喜喜。
Who do you think is going to be happy when I am presented before the Lord with great joy? Who do you think would be happy?
当我欢欢喜喜地站在神面前的时候呢，你认为谁会更高兴呢？
Who gets the great joy? The one who is presented to the Father. He's the one who's going to have great joy. What a tragedy if he were to fall like these we've read about. But how wonderful if he carries on and serves the Lord and he gets great joy on presentation day.
实际上这些呢，就是这些欢欢喜喜能够站在主面前的人呢，他就是遵照那个犹大书里所讲的，他能够欢欢喜喜站在展示在神面前，站在神面前的有极大的喜乐的这样的人呢，就是这些照着这样去做的人。那些没有照着做却跌倒的那些人，是多么可怕的一个悲剧。
Who else gets great joy on judgment day?
在审判日里还有谁可以得到大的喜乐呢？
Well, Jesus does, doesn't he?
主耶稣得到喜乐是不是？
So on presentation day, I'm presented to the Father, you're presented to the Father. You will get great, great joy when you're presented, but Jesus will get great joy when you're presented.
在那个你会被出现在神面前，我也会出现在神面前。当你出现在神面前的时候，你欢欢喜喜的时候，那么还有谁可以得到喜乐呢？主耶稣基督他也得到极大的喜乐。
So who gets the greater joy?
谁得到更多更大的喜乐？
You or Jesus?
是你还是主耶稣呢？
And the more I study the Bible, the more I think that it's Jesus who gets greater joy on Judgment Day than we do.
因为我读圣经读的越多呢，我越意识到在审判日的时候呢，主耶稣基督得到的喜乐呢，比我们大。
Sometimes when a little child does something that is good, people praise him, and the little child is very happy, and he's glad that he did something that was good.
那有时候一个小孩子呢，他做了一件很伟大的事情，啊，大家都赞美他，赞美他呢，实际上呢，他就是从中得到了极大的喜乐。
But very often his mommy gets more joy than he gets.
但通常呢，他妈妈呢会比他更高兴。
And the little boy is happy, but mommy's happy. She understands more about it than he does.
因为那个小孩子高兴，他妈妈也高兴，因为他妈妈比他懂得更多。
And sometimes I pray and I say, Lord, would you please keep me from foolishness, from laziness, from evil? Would you please keep me so that Jesus can get more joy?
因为有时候呢，我祷告，我说主啊，求你不要让我愚蠢，求你不要让我懒惰，求你不要让我去不再做不好的事儿。这样呢，到时候呢，主耶稣基督呢会得到更大的喜乐。
And this great doxology begins verse 24, to him who is able, verse 25, to the only God our Savior be, and this is what he should get, glory, majesty, power, authority.
这个呢，这个伟大的颂歌呢，一直到最后，就是说，在我们的救主独一的神，他愿他得到荣耀、威严、能力。权柄。
He is the one who should get glory.
他是那一位应该得到荣耀。
And will. He's the one to whom all majesty ascribes.
他同样呢，他是那一个最大的。
He's the one who has all power, and we should ensure that he gets all power.
他是那一位呢可以得到了所有权柄的，我们要确保他能够得到所有的权柄。
And he is the one who has all authority.
他是那一位有所有的权柄的人。
And all this through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所有的这些呢，都是通过我们的主耶稣基督。
Before all ages, now and forevermore.
从万古以前并现今直到永永远远。
Jesus Christ just keeps on getting more and more and more, and that's the way it should be.
主耶稣基督呢，他就是应该一直得到更多更多，这他就是他应该有的方式。
All right, well now that's the story of the book of Jude.And I've tried to make it simple for you. I find there's always so much more in these passages that I don't understand because I don't explain because I don't understand.
因为这就是所有的犹大书。犹大书呢，我就试图呢简单的把这些讲给你们。但是呢，我发现呢，其中好多的东西呢，我没解释。我没有解释的原因呢，是我自己也不明白。
But because he is able to do all these wonderful things, we just rejoice in him and we give all honor and praise and glory to him.
因为呢，神呢，他可以做这一切的事情，所以呢，我们就是在他里面喜乐，我们把荣耀、威严、权柄、能力都归给他。
All right, well now, that's that little book of Jude. And before we get into Revelation, are there any questions on Jude? These are days before Revelation. They're the kinds of problems we face in our day because very soon we're going to be entering the days of the Revelation.
现在呢，这以犹大书讲完了，大家有没有任何的问题？因为这是。 在进入启示录之前，犹大告诉我们所有的一切，因为在最后，就是最后的日子的那个犹大写完了就进入启示录。Any
questions or comments now? Go ahead, Judy or Dion, however you would like to be.
Yes, I have a question. 大白话我翻译，就是说，保罗不是说我们向着谁就做什么人，好像记得有圣经，但这里讲到最后呢，讲到是他说，我们要远离这种那不敬虔的人，是怎么回事呢？对，你说是，你的问题是，就是保罗说我们。
像什么人就做什么人是吧？他说，我记得在哥林多前书后说讲到的说，对着西尼人就做西尼人做。OK。对。就是你说的是就是，那个意思就是我们对什么人就说什么话，是不是那个意思？是，我找了，对。
对吧，基本找词还比较那个准确一点。So
she's trying to find that verse, says, the Apostle Paul says, that if we are like somebody, we will be somebody. So she didn't understand that why this says we should keep away from that ungodly person.
Okay, try that again, Roy. I'm not sure that I got understood the question.
Yeah, so I was confused also, so I was trying to confirm with her.
So
Nancy said this, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse...
Yeah, Judy mentioned the...
不是，在哥林多前书的九章的二十节，二十节说，像犹太人，我就做犹太人。 为要得犹太人，像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人；为要得律法以下的人，所以我对这个还有一大段，一直到二十三节，二十二节，都是这样说，就像什么人就做什么人。那如果是这样子的话，对一些不敬虔的人，或者是律法外的人，我们应该怎样去对待呢？
Yeah, I think I got your question. It's about in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 20 to 23. So she said all these words talk about to the Jews, I become like a Jew to win the Jews.
Yes.
To those under the law, I became like a one under the law. So there's all this verses to talk about this. So she said, how do we deal with that ungodly people? Because in this logic, we should like them and sort to, in order to win them. Just like the first to the Jews, I become like a Jew to to win the Jews. So I think her logic is the ungodly, I become like ungodly to win the ungodly. Maybe it's this.
Yes, well, that's a very good question and somewhat difficult to answer.
它这是一个很好的问题, 但是却比较难回答。
Look at the life of the Lord Jesus.
看看我们主耶稣基督的人生。
When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, he spent a lot of time with people.
因为主耶稣基督在地球上的时候呢, 他花了大量的时间和人在一起。
He spent some time with Nicodemus.
他花了一些时间和尼哥底母在一起。
Nicodemus was a religious Jew, and so Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, and he taught him from the perspective of a religious Jew.
因为尼克迪姆呢，他是一个犹太人。那么主耶稣基督呢，跟尼克迪姆聊的时候呢，他就说跟他聊那犹太的那些宗教。
When he spoke to the woman at the well in the next chapter, he spoke to her as a Samaritan and as a thirsty man.
然后呢，他在下一章的时候跟那个撒玛利亚妇女在一个井边聊天的时候呢，主耶稣就像一个渴了的人那样跟他聊天。
But he did not join in the sin of Nicodemus, nor did he join in the sin of the woman at the well.
但主耶稣基督呢，却没有参与尼克底母的罪，还有在井边的那个撒玛利亚的妇女的罪。
He approached them on their level, different levels, different situations. He approached them on their level, but he did not become like them in their sin, in their foolishness, in their ways.
这个呢，实际上主耶稣呢，就是把他自己降到他们那个水平上去，降到那个水平上去跟他们说，但是呢，他并没有说是跟他们一样，也并没有是加入他们的那种愚蠢，加入他们的那种浪费。
So he was friendly with them, but he did not spend time in sin with them.
主耶稣基督对他们是友好的，但是呢，并没有花时间和他们一起犯罪。
A man may become a Christian having been a drunkard.
一个人呢，可能是因为一个醉鬼，他可能成为一个基督徒。
And he will continue to help and encourage his friends who are drunkards, but he won't go out and get drunk with them.
因为他可能也回去帮助他的那些醉酒醉鬼的那些朋友，但是呢，他不会再喝醉了。
I told you this story once about this man Duncan Reed, who went as a missionary to the Dominican Republic.
我一直在讲一个人叫Duncan Reed, 他到那个多米尼加共和国去做宣教士。
And people wouldn't listen to him.
那些人呢，不想听他说。
And so in order to get them to listen, he actually got down on his hands and knees and played a little game with the children.
因为为了引起那些人的注意呢，他甚至就跪下和一些小孩一起玩他们的游戏。
And as he became a child with them, they befriended him, and he befriended them, and then he was able to tell them about the Lord Jesus.
然后呢，他和那个小孩子打成一片了以后呢，那里的人呢，就因为孩子呢也会接纳他。然后他的时候，这个时候他就可以开始跟他们讲主耶稣基督了。So
when the Apostle Paul was with the circumcised Jews, he understood them and he walked with them, but he didn't engage in their sin.
因为这个当使徒保罗和那些没有受割礼的犹太人在一起的时候呢，他和他们在一起，但是使徒保罗并没有和他们一起犯罪。
When he was with the non-Christians, sorry, the non-Jewish people, he was kind to them and he understood them. He maybe would talk to them about their politics, but he didn't break God's laws when he was with the Corinthians who were not Jewish at all.
那当然使徒保罗和那些不是犹太人在一起呢，他会和他们在一起做他们的实施之鸟，他们的政治鸟，他们的政策这些东西。但是呢，使徒保罗呢，他当他在哥林多的时候呢，他并没有说参与到哥林多的那些人的犯罪中去，因为哥林多人完全不是犹太人。
When I was younger, I faced this problem often on a Friday night, as I have told you.
我还年轻的时候呢，我也面临着这样的问题，通常呢是在星期五的晚上。
And many of my friends who were Christians, I believe, but they basically lived a party life. And they said to me, Harold, you come with us on Friday nights and we'll all go have a party.
对于我的一些朋友们呢，他们是，他认为也是基督徒，但是他们却非常喜欢聚会，开 party. 那个Harold说，Harold，你来加入我们这些聚会。
And I had to say, party life, that's not the life the Lord Jesus wants. And so on Friday nights, I went to the chapel and we taught the children about the Bible. I didn't go to the party. They went. I said, no, I want to follow the Savior.
宴会这样的就是party啊，他说不是主耶稣基督要求我们生活成这样一个成天欢宴的这样一个生活。所以呢，我在星期五的晚上呢，我去教会，去教会教那些孩子们圣经，我不是参加他们的那些宴会。
So we become like them in trying to get to their level, trying to explain things to them, but we don't sin like them. We don't waste time like them.
因为我们就是说呢，我们跟他们生活的方式一样，就照他们那个水准，然后我们就是这样呢，我们就可以去跟他们传福音，但是我们却不参与到他们的那些犯罪的行为中间去。So
when you teach people the truth of God, you don't say to the little child, I'm going to teach you the deep things of God. You tell them the simple Bible stories.
因为当你向一个小孩子教圣经的时候呢，你不会说我会教你们这圣经里那种很深的真理，你只是跟他们讲一些圣经里的故事。And
when you meet a university professor, you don't just tell them the little Bible story. You teach them as someone you know that they understand a lot, so you try to teach them on their same level.
当你碰到一个大学教授的时候呢，你不会像教孩子那样去跟他们讲一个圣经故事，你去按照他的那个水准去跟他讲他能够理解的圣经里的真理。They
tell the story of the missionaries who first went to China.
他们告诉我一故事呢，就是一个宣教士，他第一次去中国。
And they didn't all, when they first got to China, they didn't all wear a shirt and tie and a jacket.
因为他们所有的人呢，到中国去的时候呢，他们都不穿西服，戴打领带。
And they, many of them went out of their way to dress like Chinese, and they didn't only eat roast beef and potatoes for dinner.
他们那些人呢，都是到中国就全是穿中国的服装，但是晚饭呢，他们也不吃烤牛肉和土豆。
But they didn't engage in Chinese sin.
但是他们不参与到那些中国人的罪里面去。
So that may be part of an answer for you, Judy. And these are difficult. And we've got to weigh each situation. We just got to make sure that we don't compromise with them. We encourage them to live for Jesus.
这个呢，就是可能对 Judy 的问题是一部分的答案，但是我们要记住，我们不要和那些人妥协，我们要为主耶稣基督而活。
May I make a comment?
Yeah.
I think this is just like Jesus himself. He became a flesh coming to the world. So we, the people, can, from Jesus, we can know the God.
Yes. So Roy, did everybody understand that, or should that go into Chinese as well?
Yeah, 这个老王说呢，就是说他有一个那个看法，就是说主就像主耶稣基督一样，他是神，但是他呢也降世为人，跟我们一样，就是一个道理。
我想问个问题，老白，就是那个写那段话写的是要存惧怕的心怜悯他们，为什么惧怕呢？惧怕是因为他们属血气，还是因为有魔鬼？惧怕是因为我们怕我们做的事情得罪主吗？我不明白这个惧怕是什么意思。谢谢。
Okay, so Judy has a question. I think in Judah, this maybe find the verses. We have mercy. I think it's verse 23.
23,
yeah.
23,
right. Yeah, verse 23 says, to others, sure, and it's not your other from the Pharisee.
It's mixed with fear.
Sure, mercy mixed with fear.
Yes.
You didn't understand what the fear mean there. The fear is because of they are flesh, or they are devil, or something else. Why we should fear them?
Well, the problem is that it would be very easy for us to fall into the temptation of their sinful lifestyle.
他说这里的问题呢，就是说你如果去跟他们接触的时候，对我们来说很容易堕落的，很容易跌倒，进入跟他们同样的那种罪有罪的生活方式里头去。
I might very much like what they do, and I would have to be fearful lest I do the same.
我有可能非常喜欢他们那种生活方式，所以呢，我必须非常的惧怕，就是说害怕我自己堕落到他那个水平上去。
I'll give you an example. It's not a very good example, but once I was entertained by a very senior businessman.
因为我要给你举个例子，可能不是一个很好的例子，就是有一次呢，一个非常的成功的商人他招待我。
My job was to tell him that he was wrong and he did not deserve the money he wanted to get from us.
因为我的工作呢，就是说呢，他错了。他并不值，不配得我们应该给他的钱。
He wouldn't listen. So finally he said, you come with me to dinner.
因为他不听我讲，最后呢，他跟我说呢，你来，我请你吃晚饭。
And he offered me the most delicious steak that I think I have ever seen.
因为他跟我提供了一个就是说牛排，这个牛排呢，我认为是最美味的牛排是我见过的。
And after that, he offered me the most delicious pie that I have ever seen for dessert. And my job was to tell him that he was wrong.
我的工作呢，就是告诉他他错了。And
so he put this wonderful steak in front of me, and he asked me a question, and I said, I'm going to answer your question. And I talked and talked and talked, and I didn't eat the steak, and the waiter came, took the steak away.
那他就是问题我就给他答案，这样就一直说，一直说，一直说到直到他们把那个牛排拿走了。
Now the easiest thing for me was to say, forget the logic, I'm just going to enjoy this steak, then we'll talk about that.
因为对我来说很容易，就是说呢，我先不要去管我们之间这个逻辑关系。
And the same thing came at dessert time. I think I had one bite out of the piece of pie.
所以同样的事情发生在那个吃甜点的时候，我认为我只咬了一口那个甜饼。But
I kept on talking.
但是我一直在说话。And
the story is that I was working for the government at the time. The story is that I saved the government millions of dollars.
And
the temptation was to forget that and enjoy the steak and pie.
这个故事的结尾呢，就是的，我当时呢，我就一直说，因为我没有去试探他那个好吃的牛排，最终呢，我一直坚持我跟他要说的。 最终当时呢，我是为政府工作的，因为我这样的坚持没有吃他那个好吃的牛排，坚持我的观点一直说话呢，我为政府省了几百万加元的。Reach
out, but make sure that you don't reach out so far that you fall over and you get caught.
因为你要尽量的跟他们接触，但是你要保证你接触的那个程度。 没有到，就是说你就会跌倒，然后呢，就是跟他们搞在一起。All
right, so next week we're going to study in Revelation, and that's going to be an interesting study. You must pray for me that the Lord will help me understand so that I can explain it to you.
下个星期呢，我们要来学启示录。
In some respects, Revelation is one of the hardest books in the Bible, but it's also one of the most exciting and wonderful books in the Bible. We're looking forward to that study, and we're happy to have all join us. One or two here today who hadn't been here before for a while. Welcome to you all. Hopefully next week we'll get into Revelation.
录的是一本很难的书，但是同样呢，是一本就是很令人兴奋，很让大家就觉得你想去读的那本书，所以呢，你就大家为我祷告。下个星期我们当读的这本书的时候呢，我们希望大家一起来读。现在呢，有些人呢，我有一段时间没看见参加我们这个学习，欢迎呢你们回来。
All right, thank you. Let's pray, and we'll get together again next week.
谢谢大家，我们来祷告，下个星期我们再开始。
Lord, we are thankful for your kindness to us.
主啊，我们要向您的美善，献上感恩。
And in the context of the book of Jude, Lord, we want to live lives that are godly. We want to follow you in an uncompromised fashion.
主要在这个犹大书的这个里面呢，我们要活出一个敬虔的人生。我们不想就是说是去和那些不敬虔的人妥协。
Help us, Lord, we pray, to live lives that will bring you honor and glory, and keep us, we pray, as you promised, from falling into the sin, the weakness, the sloth of those who do not walk in your ways.
主啊，求你帮助我们，帮助我们，就是说呢，这活出一个这样的人生，把那个荣誉啊、荣耀啊都给您，也帮助我们呢，就是说，因为您应许了我们，保守我们，不至于在这样的世界上跌倒不失脚，让当我们跟随您的时候。
In all of this and for all of this now, we give thanks, praying you'll bless us.
因为在这所有的事情中呢，和所有的事情呢，我们祈祷您呢，保守我们，赐福我们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all. May the Lord bless us.